ב-27 למאי מדינת ישראל חותה, הולכת לחתום על אמנה של משרד ארגון הבריאות העולמי. המשמעות של זה שישראל הולכת לחתום על העברת סמכויות של מדינת ישראל גם בתקופת מלחמה, כל הנושא האזרחי, כל הנושא של בריאות, לתת לגוף זר, חיצוני, אנטי-ישראלי, להחליט מתי מדינת ישראל תיכנס לפנדמיה. משמעות בתקופה עתידית שתהיה כמו קורונה, ארגון הבריאות העולמי יחליט אם יש סגר במדינת ישראל. מלחמה לצורך העניין, ארגון הבריאות העולמי רצה, אמר לישראל לא להיכנס לעזה כי בגלל בית חולים שיפה שאנחנו אמורים לפגוע בזכויות אדם. כשאני רואה את הדבר הזה, שלצערי הרב משרד הבריאות לא עשה דיון על זה, לא רק שזה, גם מסתיר את הפרטים הללו, כי אם מדינת ישראל תחתום, תהיה חברה באמנה הזו, אבוי לנו, העברנו את הסמכויות, בלי כנסת, בלי ממשלה, רק על ידי ארגון שהוא אפילו לא נבחר, שהוא ממומן על ידי פירמות גדולות בעולם, על ידי אנשי עסקים כמו ביל גייטס, הם יחליטו אם אזרחי מדינת ישראל בעתיד ייכנסו להסגר. אתה יודע מה המשמעות של זה? בקטע יהודי הלכתי, למשל, אם ארגון הבריאות העולמי יחליט שברית מילה זה פגיעה, זה פגיעה בזכויות האדם או בזכות הפרט, מדינת ישראל, כל יהודי בעולם לא יכול לעשות ברית מילה. זאת אומרת, ארגון הבריאות יתעלב לנו גם בדת, גם בכלכלה וגם בחינוך.
נושא בעייתי, אין ספק.
אני מקווה מאוד שמדינת ישראל לא תיכנס אליו, לפחות תשקול אותו.
תודה.
Huge news out of Germany as the federal government have been forced to admit that so-called conspiracy theorists are right about everything during the COVID pandemic. In fact, according to the German government data, there was no pandemic at all, just a tightly choreographed military-grade psyop to brainwash the masses into accepting an experimental vaccine with disastrous consequences. These secret German government documents, obtained via Freedom of Information request and subsequent lawsuits, have blown the lid off the global elite's COVID lies. And it's vitally important that as many people as possible are made aware of the truth. More and more people all over the world are waking up and seeing the global elite for what they've always been. Deranged psychopaths hell-bent on destruction and domination. Germany is no different. The German population suffered some of the most brutal lockdowns and vaccine mandates in all of Europe. And now the people are rising up and demanding accountability. Step forward, Paul Schreier and Multipolar magazine, who launched a Freedom of Information request and then launched a lawsuit against the German government when they tried every trick in the book to keep the secret documents under lock and key. As Professor Stephen Homburg explains, the results are stunning and represent total vindication for everybody who dared to question the narrative of lockdowns and mask and vaccine mandates. The secret government documents, all 2,000 pages of them, reveal that we were right about nearly everything and the so-called pandemic was all a fraud.
Meine sehr geehrten Damen und Herren, wir haben dunkle Jahre hinter uns. Zunächst das Wichtigste in 5 Stichpunkten. Erstens sank die Klinikbelegung in Deutschland bundesweit im Jahre 2020 auf ein historisches Allzeittief, sagt das Bundesgesundheitsministerium. Zweitens gab es 2020 und 2021 nicht mehr schwere Atemwegserkrankungen als sonst. Corona kam, die Influenza verschwand zeitweise, sagen die Sentinel-Daten des RKI. Drittens starben im Jahr 2020 altersstandardisiert nicht mehr Menschen als sonst auch. Erst seit 2021 nimmt die Sterblichkeit zu, sagen Daten des Statistischen Bundesamts. Viertens waren Menschen, die mit oder an Corona verstarben, im Mittel 83 Jahre alt und die übrigen Verstorbenen im Mittel 82 Jahre alt, sagen RKI und Statistisches Bundesamt. Fünftens und letztens schnitt das Masken- und Lockdown-freie Schweden besser ab als Deutschland, sagt die WHO. An den Maßnahmen lag das alles also nicht. In der Summe sind die 5 Behauptungen so unglaublich, dass sie in ihren Tagungsunterlagen einen Umdruck von mir finden, der heißt amtliche Corona-Fakten. Dort haben sie jeweils einen amtlichen Link zu jeder dieser Behauptungen.
These facts are damning and prove the official narrative about COVID pushed by world governments and mainstream media is completely bogus, which makes the tyranny we experienced during the so-called pandemic even harder to swallow, as Professor Homburg explains.
Klinisch in Bezug auf echte Krankheiten und Todesfälle gab es nichts Besonderes. Es war alles normal. Das sind Fakten und das ist der wichtigste Punkt. Die Vorstellung einer Pandemie ergab sich ausschließlich aus neuartigen, anlasslosen Massentests, deren Ergebnisse enorm schwankten und dem Publikum vorgaukelten, es gäbe mehr Kranke und Tote als sonst, was nicht stimmte. Mit einem PCR-Test auf Rhinoviren hätte man dieselbe Illusion erzeugen können. Und das könnte man momentan auch, wenn man es wollte. Wie hat die Politik auf diese klinische Normallage reagiert? Sie schloss Kitas, Schulen, Geschäfte, Kirchen und Betriebe monatelang, ließ Alte isolieren und einsam sterben, zerstörte Existenzen. Die Polizei verbot das Buchlesen auf einer Parkbank, machte Jagd auf Jugendliche im Freien und auf Kinder im Schnee, prügelte friedliche Demonstranten nieder. Die Politik grenzte jeden aus, der nach dem Sinn der Maßnahmen fragte. Sie ließ das ZDF verkünden, Kinder glichen virenübertragenden Ratten und Ungeimpfte seien Blinddärme, die nicht zum Volkskörper gehörten. Eine Sprache, wie wir sie seit 75 Jahren nicht mehr kannten.
The data also reveals that Sweden, which was the only European country free of masks and lockdowns, performed much better than Germany. Which raises the question, what were the tyrannical lockdowns and mandates really about? Professor Homburg has the answer. And as it turns out, we were right all along.
Weil das masken- und lockdownfreie Schweden als Vorbild dienen konnte, muss man überdies fragen, ob die Maßnahmen wirklich Ansteckungen verhindern sollten, was sie offensichtlich nicht taten, oder vielmehr dem Ziel dienten, den Impfwiderstand der Bevölkerung zu brechen.
Breaking down vaccine hesitancy through brutal lockdowns was always the goal of the global elite. Unfortunately, for those who did not see through the psyop at the time, the health consequences are dire. Serious questions must be asked.
Drittens und letztens, warum hat die Politik die Verabreichung eines experimentellen Impfstoffs nicht nur erlaubt, sondern die Menschen durch 2G, 3G und sektorale Impfpflichten faktisch gezwungen, den Stoff zu nehmen? Warum gab es Notzulassungen ohne Not? Warum haben unzählige Impfschäden keine Konsequenzen?
Unfortunately for the vax, the bad news doesn't end there. Japanese researchers have linked COVID vaccines to hundreds of diseases. A disturbing new study has revealed that people who have been fully vaccinated with COVID mRNA injections can expect to lose a staggering 25 years from their life expectancy. Researchers analyzed data from the CDC, Cleveland Clinic data, and insurance company risk assessment data, and uncovered a disturbing trend of plummeting life expectancies among those who had multiple doses of mRNA. Unfortunately for the vax, the news gets even worse. The chronic damage to health caused by each dose of mRNA does not lessen over time, as previously believed. In reality, the negative health effects appear to continue indefinitely. According to the researchers, CDC all-cause mortality data reveals that each DAP increased mortality by 7% in the year 2022, compared to the mortality in 2021. This means that people who've had 5 doses, that's 2 doses and 3 boosters, were 35% more likely to die in 2022 than they were in 2021. Correlating with the German information, the study also confirmed that people who are not vaccinated were no more likely to die in 2022 than in 2021. These numbers are damning, but anybody paying attention can see that something is very wrong with the vaccinated. They are dropping like flies with heart problems and turbo cancer all over the world. Professional athletes are supposed to be among the healthiest people on the planet. But in the past few years, thousands have collapsed with sudden and inexplicable heart conditions. Fully vaccinated professional athletes are continuing to drop like flies, with 4 professional soccer players having collapsed suddenly, clutching their hearts in the last week alone. Egyptian star Ahmed Rafit became the 3rd professional soccer player to suffer cardiac arrest in front of live TV cameras, with doctors admitting they hadn't seen something like this ever before.
Ahmed Rifat, salamat ya Rifat, ya Satir. سلامات يا احمد يا رفعت سلامات يا احمد يا رفعت ان شاء الله كده بهدوء الجهاز الطبي يقدر يتصرف ولازم اللعيبة تدي مساعد ما يبقوش مخضوضين قوي عليه. تمام كده إن شاء الله بإذن الله أحمد رفعت نطمن عليه.
Orlando Pirates midfielder Makaleen Makala was the second football star to collapse on the field this week, as medical staff were seen desperately attempting to revive the South African star. Listen as the stunned announcer admits, in his own words, that footballers are dropping like flies all over the world since the vaccine rollout.
Let's have a look. Clears the ball. Did he pull something as he was clearing the ball?
Oh, what's happening here?
Doesn't look good. It just doesn't look good.
Get the medical staff on. Get them on.
Prayers. In this sort of situations, I always call for prayer.
World football, unfortunately, has been subject to so many distressing scenes on the pitch over the last few years.
Yeah.
Really hoping for the best up here. Just waiting along with you at home to learn any new information. If you're wrong in this moment, just to talk about the game, the football, the stats, we just want to know that he is on.
He is. Okay.
On Sunday in the Argentinian top flight, Javier Altamirano suffered a seizure and collapsed suddenly in the big match against Boca Juniors, one of the biggest clubs in South America.
Altamirano.
I know.
It's not just professional athletes dropping like flies. People from all walks of life, including popular social media influencers, are being struck down with heart conditions and rare forms of cancer at unprecedented rates. Unethical media would be highlighting these incidents on their front pages, putting their resources into investigating why so many young and healthy people are suffering from cardiac arrest, strokes, and rare forms of cancer. Instead, the media is attempting to normalize the phenomenon and convince you that professional athletes and young people having heart attacks is par for the course. However, anybody capable of independent thought understands that this situation is far from normal.